From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Erick Thohir lauded on Sunday PT POS Indonesia for carrying out a digital transformation which allows consumers to use POS Aja application for delivery services and POS Pay for various payment transactions. He also expressed his hope that PT POS Indonesia can continue to be the backbone of Indonesia amid the COVID-19 pandemic in assisting shipment throughout Indonesia. POS Aja is a delivery service application developed by PT POS Indonesia to answer the challenges of digital delivery services that should be fast, cheap, easy, and simple. The World Bank Board of Directors had approved a loan of $380 million for the development of the first pumped storage hydropower plant in Indonesia on Saturday. The power plant will be built on the upper reaches of the Cisokan River located between Jakarta and Bandung with a capacity of 1,040 megawatts. The development of the hydropower plants aim to increase power generation capacity during its peak load while supporting the energy transition and meeting the country's carbon emission reduction goals. Director of the World Bank Country for Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Satu Kahkonen, stated that in the future, the World Bank will continue to support the country in its various efforts to achieve a resilient, sustainable, and inclusive development that will provide benefits to the nation. Energy and policy observers Fabi Tumiwa expected on Sunday that there must be a clearer and more transparent communication for the industry and business actors regarding the plan to implement a carbon tax. He also said the mechanism for implementing the carbon economic value through a combination of cap and trade and the imposition of a carbon tax is an ideal way for Indonesia to accelerate the implementation of carbon economic value. The concept of a country's competitiveness in the current global market has changed since the concept is determined by not only the quality or price of goods and services, but also the cost of externalities arising from carbon emission footprint and goods and services. Let's move on to the international news. The United Nations UN is convening an aid conference in Geneva on Monday in an effort to raise more than $600 million for Afghanistan, warning of a humanitarian crisis there following the Taliban takeover. About a third of the $606 million being sought would be used by the UN World Food Programme, which found that 93% of the 1,600 Afghans it surveyed in August and September were not consuming sufficient food, mostly because they could not get access to cash to pay for it. The World Health Organization, another UN agency that's part of the appeal, is seeking to shore up hundreds of health facilities at risk of closures after donors backed out. Qatar's Foreign Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani held talks with the Prime Minister of Taliban-ruled Afghanistan Mullah Muhammad Hassan Akhund on Sunday in the highest-level foreign visit to Kabul since the militant group seized the capital last month. Sheikh Mohammed and new Premier Akhund also discussed concerted efforts to combat terrorist organizations that threaten the stability of Afghanistan, ways to enhance peace in the country, and the safe passage of people. Australia expands its COVID-19 vaccination drive on Monday to include around 1 million children aged 12 to 15 as it secures additional supplies in a bid to step up the pace of its inoculation amid a surge in infection. The steady rise in infection has turned up the heat on authorities to procure emergency vaccine supplies. An additional 1 million doses of Moderna were bought from the European Union on Sunday, while vaccine swap deals with Britain and Singapore were executed over the last 2 weeks. Head of the Vaccination Task Force, Lieutenant General John Frewen, said there will be enough vaccine from the middle of October to fully vaccinate every eligible person. Britain, host of this year's COP26 Climate Change Summit, called on Monday for net zero global shipping emission by 2050 and the launch of non-polluting commercial vessels by 2025. The United Kingdom government wants to chart a course for cleaner shipping, Transport Secretary Grant Shapps said on the first day of London's International Shipping Week maritime event. The zero target needs agreement from the International Maritime Organization. The Department of Transport added in a statement, noting that shipping currently accounts for 3% of global emission. That was the news. Postponed for a year due to the COVID-19 virus, finally, the 2020 National Sports Week, or PON, was decided to be held in Papua, Indonesia, from September 22nd to October 15, 2021. A total of 37 sports and 10 exhibition branches will be competed at the biggest sporting events in the country. Based on the setcup.go.id, it is stated that the 20th PON in Papua should have taken place from October 20 to November 2, 2020, with Papua Bangkit Stadium as the main location. On the account, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali explained that the decision to postpone the 20th PON to October 2021 is that the government saw in October 2021 there is no important sporting agenda. In addition to setting September 22nd to October 15, 2021 as the time for PON 2020, the government has also decided that the sporting events could be attended by spectators, but on condition they must show a vaccination certificate and follow strict health protocols. It is known that currently, Papua is still undergoing a policy of imposing level 3 restrictions on community activities. The situation is expected to gradually improve, as in many other regions in Indonesia, so that the National Sports Week can be carried out as planned. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs, Mahfud MD, in a virtual press conference last weekend, appealed to spectators not to flock to the location of the match. They are also advised to register online beforehand. This appeal needs to be appreciated, considering that although the pandemic is expected to have subsided, the situation is not yet fully normal. With the regulation of audience capacity in each arena and suggestions for watching via online or television, it is hoped that there will be no new cluster of COVID-19 spread from PON 2020 Papua. Besides the strict supervision in implementing health protocols, the security is also a concern of the government.
Thereby, the Papuan police have dispatched 16 companies of Brimob Nusantara troops to all areas in the Papuapuan arena for security. Hopefully, the national athletes who come from all corners of the country can achieve maximum results, even though they are overshadowed by the pandemic. All related stakeholders of the 2020, such as athletes, officials, and spectators, are expected to cooperate and strictly adhere to health protocols to create a sense of security for all. Thus, the initial idea of holding the National Sports Week as a sporting event in search of talented athletes in every sports across the country can be realized. The public are expected to continue to support the spirit that was inflamed through PON by fostering brotherhood and unity and building national characters through sports. PON is expected to be the highest peak of national level sporting achievement towards international sporting events.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
I'll begin today in history with an event on September 30, 1916, when the birth of Roald Dahl occurred. Roald Dahl is a well-known writer of Norwegian descent who was born in Wales, England. His famous writings are in the form of novels and short stories for children and adults. He also wrote film scripts. He is one of the best-selling authors in the world. He is considered one of the best writers of children literatures of the 20th century. He has been in the top 50 writers in England since 1945. His most famous works include Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, Matilda, The Witches, The Big Friendly Giant or the BFG, and Kiss Kiss. Next event was in 2007 when the United Nations Declarations on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples occurred. The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People is a declaration adopted by the United Nations General Assembly at its 61st session of the United Nations headquarters in New York on September 13, 2007. This declaration outlines the individual and collective rights of indigenous peoples, as well as their rights to culture, identity, language, employment, health, education, and other issues. The declaration also emphasized their rights to maintain and strengthen their institution, culture, and tradition, and their rights to development to meet their needs and aspiration. The declaration also prohibits discrimination against indigenous people and promotes their full and effective participation. We end today in history with an event on September 13, 2008 when Delhi bombing occurred. On September 13, 2008, there was a series of bombing in five places in Delhi, India. The first bomb went off at 6:07 p.m. local time and four other blasts followed in succession a few minutes later. At least 30 people were killed and 100 injured. The Indian Mujahideen group claimed to be responsible for the incident.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The export value of agricultural products from Indonesia to China continued to experience significant growth during the COVID-19 pandemic. Indonesian Ambassador to China, Jauharyo Ratmangun, at the International Sustainable Agricultural Development Conference in Beijing on Thursday, September 9, said that during the January to July 2021 period, the value of Indonesia's agricultural exports to China reached $542.73 million. According to Ambassador Jauharyo Ratmangun, the export value has increased by 36.6%. He also explained, at the peak of COVID-19 cases in 2020, export of Indonesian agricultural products to China reached $828.12 million. This figure increased by 86.95% compared to the value of agricultural export throughout 2019. The increase in export value was triggered by the high demand for swallow gnats and their derivative products during the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to swallow gnats, the increase in export to China was supported by other superior products such as palm oil, natural rubber and its derivatives, cocoa, coffee beans and packaged coffee, tea, tropical fruits and spices. Ambassador Jauhari said he was confident that export of these agricultural products would continue to increase in the coming years. Moreover, according to Jauhari Oratmangun, Indonesia and China have just signed an agreement to settle local money payment transaction or LCS using rupiah and yuan without going through the US dollar. The ambassador believes that the rupiah-yuan payment scheme will restore the national economy. Therefore, this SCS must be optimized so that trade and investment transaction, as well as tourism between Indonesia and China, can be a source of post-pandemic economic recovery. According to him, the implementation of the SCS will be very beneficial for both countries. Ambassador Jauhari Oratmangun added that the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing and the Indonesian Consulate General in Shanghai and Guangzhou often participated in various trade exhibition activities in several cities in China. He also stressed the importance of developing the agricultural industry in line with Industry 4.0 to encourage value-added agricultural production, high productivity, and environmentally friendly.
Bicara hanya tersenyum, tak pernah kukira kau begitu cepat memikirku tanpa bahasa basi. Setiap kau ada rasanya hanya ingin kau. Memikirku tanpa bahasa basi. Setiap kau ada rasanya hanya inginkan berdua.
Oh,
Mary Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Keluang Island is located in Babah La Village, Jaya District, Aceh Jaya District. This island is one of the several islands in Aceh Jaya. Besides having an exotic view, Keluang also keeps a hidden beauty with trees neatly arranged surrounding, with white sand on one side of the island plus solid rock cliffs. It makes this island look even more beautiful. Keluang Island has very clear water and, of course, provides quite amazing underwater views. This island has a natural cave that offers an exotic sensation. This cave is named Kelelawar Cave, which is quite challenging to explore. To enter the cave, you have to go by boat, and it is best to do it at high tide. Then you will be challenged to dare to go down the cave, where the cave has a lot of bats. In addition, in the cave, you will see various kinds of unique rocks formed by nature. If you have finished exploring the cave, you can enjoy the dense tropical forest on this island. The beauty of the tropical forest here does not need to be doubted, because it has several species that are quite unique. If you have been to this forest, you can also spend time bathing in very clear sea water. When bathing, you don't have to worry about being swept away by the waves, because on the coast of this island, there are no big waves. Otherwise, you will get quite calm waters. To get to Keluang Island from Banda Aceh, you have to go to Lamno, which is 78 kilometers by motor vehicles, about 1 hour and 30 minutes. Then, you still have to continue the journey by renting a fishing boat for shuttle, usually enough to pay about 300,000 rupiah to 350,000 rupiah, with a crossing time of about 25 minutes. On Keluang Island, there are no adequate facilities, such as resting places that are quite comfortable to enjoy beautiful scenery. However, you're recommended to bring your own food and drink, since there is no food vendors there.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
though every single one of them don't ship me. And you, every single day just make me closer to you. And I'll fight for us two.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about layanan pesan antar, which means delivery service. So stay tuned. Here is the conversation entitled Ada Tambahan Lainnya, which means any more order. Kevin is calling a restaurant. He orders fried chicken. The delivery service staff asks if he wants to order another menu. Let's listen to the conversation.
Halo, dengan restoran Suka Ayam. Ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Ya, halo. Saya mau pesan 3 ayam goreng tanpa nasi.
Baik.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of today. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Ada, which means any. Tambahan, which means addition. Lainnya, which means others. Tidak, which means no. Itu saja, which means that's it. Atas nama, which means on behalf of. Siapa, which means who. Ada tambahan lainnya, which means any more order. Tidak, itu saja, which means no, that's it. Atas nama siapa, which means on behalf of whom. Saya pesan hamburger 2, which means I order 2 hamburgers. Saya pesan nasi goreng satu, which means I order 1 fried rice. Jus jeruk, which means orange juice. Saya pesan kentang goreng empat, which means I order 4 french fries. In the dialogue, you hear a sentence, ada tambahan lainnya, which means any more order. You should understand the question. The question aims to find out if there is any other order besides fried chicken that Kevin has ordered. Another expression with the same meaning is ada lagi, which means anything else, or ada pesanan lainnya, which means any other order. Let's listen to the other examples of dialogues that may happen when ordering food. Saya pesan hamburger 2. Saya pesan hamburger 2, which means I order 2 hamburgers. Baik, ada tambahan lainnya? Baik, ada tambahan lainnya? Which means, alright, any more order? Tidak, itu saja. Tidak, itu saja. Which means, no, that's it. Saya pesan nasi goreng 1. Saya pesan nasi goreng 1, which means I order 1 fried rice. Baik, ada pesanan lainnya? Baik, ada pesanan lainnya? Which means, alright, any other order? Ya, jus jeruk. Ya, jus jeruk, which means yes, orange juice, please. Saya pesan kentang goreng 4. Saya pesan kentang goreng 4, which means I order 4 french fries. Baik, ada lagi? Baik, ada lagi, which means alright, anything else? Tidak, itu saja. Tidak, itu saja, which means no, that's it. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Halo, dengan restoran Suka Ayam, ada yang bisa saya bantu?
Ya, halo. Saya mau pesan 3 ayam goreng tanpa nasi.
Baik.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Di zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis, was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener Music Corner for today presents a keroncong song entitled Tempat Lahirku by Panji Asmoro. The song composed by S. Darmanto tells about the place of birth far away at the foot of the mountain, a beautiful and peaceful village. There, the place where he was raised by his parents. Although now he is far away from his hometown, he will never forget the beautiful village where he was born. The beauty of the hometown remains a memory. Well, listener, here is Panji Asmoro with the keroncong song Tempat Lahirku. Happy listening.
Thank you.
sono tuo là. Mencari penghidupan, terik matahari dan hujan tak pernah dihiraukan.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Panorama ini Nusa.
gati kagila. Pandangan luas nan jauh di antara remang-remang pantai. Seiring nada simfoni alam menciptakan rasa langitlah suwardi rona warna ceria. Kenapa rasa kagumku padamu engkau Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
For me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.